This is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast speaking truth against the lies.
But the media doesn't want you to hear your story. It's not my story, it's your story. And that's why 33% of the people in this country believe the fake news is, in fact, and I hate to say this, in fact, the enemy of the people. The left-wing media doesn't want to solve problems. They want to stoke resentment. It has to stop. They believe that progress isn't good for profit or for whatever reason it is they're playing their game. Our movement is about safe homes, great jobs for every citizen. Our movement is about love for our fellow Americans. Our movement is for everyone and belongs to anyone who wants to build a better future. You can do it right here in the USA, right here.
And the reason you can't do it right now is because these Luciferian psychopath criminals that are orchestrating these plans together, and it's all at the benefit of their paymasters, the one square mile city of London, the headquarters of all of the banking cartels from around the world. And I'm going to tell you why the fake news will not tell you the truth is because who pays them their marketing money? Who pays them for advertisement money? It's the big companies. So when the thing that I want to talk about today in this brief is Petroleum 101. Things you may not know or remember. So this is going to be focused on, go and look at DuckDuckGo and search the term peak oil, P-E-A-K oil. This was the propaganda pushed out by the same banking criminal cartel, and it's all Luciferians. These people do this because they're Luciferians. That's their belief, that they are superior to us and that they need to make us into slaves. So go and search on DuckDuckGo, search the term again, peak oil, P-E-A-K, second word, oil, O-I-L, and then look at OPEC, the oil producing and exporting countries. And notice that where OPEC is and all the countries thereof, that's where all of the Middle Eastern fights happen nonstop. Well, let me tie this in to why OPEC and the oil producing countries and war go so well together. It's because the United States military is the biggest consumer of petroleum in the world. Now, I know that the Chinese Communist Party military machine is getting close to that same level, but look at how directly they correlate between where war continues to happen and how that petroleum that is mined in that region is used back in the transportation vehicles of the war machine to continue to terrorize those people. Now look at the petroleum products that are manufactured through the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. I love the Chinese people. I do not love the CCP. That is the Luciferian psychopath, basically their stepchild, that they created in order to control all of the people of China. And it's all again funded by the one square mile city of London with all the Luciferian psychopath banksters that are there. War is big money for petroleum businesses. Understand that. So during the pandemic period, when they had to get out They had to get Trump out of the way because all of the patriotic movement that was happening. And during that time, Trump was stopping wars. So the petroleum industry, the military industrial complex, the scientific technological elite that make all these billions through the paycheck book of the Pentagon, which is allocated money from Congress, none of that was happening. So in order to make up for that money, now they have three fake wars going on. Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Iraq, China, Taiwan. And notice how each of those fake proxy wars that they're doing in order to increase the revenues for their bankers, every one of them has one of the Luciferian psychopath criminal cabal countries in line. In the Iraq-Israel fake war, Israel with Netanyahu and probably the military in Iraq, they're both puppets of the bankers. If you look at the Ukrainian-Russian war, it's obvious that Ukraine is a controlled state. They were destroyed in 2014 when Obama and John McCain and Victoria Nuland went over there and created the Orange Revolution with a lot of the same paid mercenaries that are over here in America doing this same hit jobs, like burning down manufacturing facilities and burning down food processing facilities. These are those same groups. And then look at the third option, Taiwan and China. China is definitely not China, but the CCP is definitely controlled by the Luciferian criminals. So this talk about petroleum 101, petroleum, I don't know if you, the reason that I mentioned about the transportation cost of war, and then I combined it into the products in the CCP manufacturing cabal, is because what most people don't realize is that over 60% of all of the petroleum is actually used for products, not for transportation. So when they lied to us about what they were calling peak oil back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it was all gaslighting to create hysteria, to create a mind control operation in order to make people think that they needed to be more energy efficient. And now look at all of the programs that they're unrolling in order to cripple we the people of these United States and we the people of the free world in order to control us in this modern day slave system. Brothers and sisters, if this Petroleum 101 things you may not know or remember doesn't rattle a few memory banks, then you need to go and do that research through DuckDuckGo and start connecting the dots. We've done a whole map of connecting the dots here at Neo 420 Talks in our archives of truth at neo420.com. That's neo420.com. Go there and listen to all of our podcast episodes and our video reports for free. We don't ask you for money. All we want is you to know what's really going on, and the only thing we do ask you is to share this information far and wide. As this is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.